Amherst Lab? It's got to be a black chamber project. I keep my best poker face on. This is useful shit, if I ever get a chance to tell Angleton about it via a channel who isn't codenamed Charlie Victor. But right now, I've got something more immediate to do. That's impressive, I say, putting all the honesty I can muster at short notice into my voice. Can I have a look at the front panel? Eileen nods. The hairs at the nape of my neck stand on end. For a moment, everything seems to be limned in an opalescent glow, and her gaze is simultaneously fixed on my face and looking at something a million miles away. No, infinitely far away. At an archetype I've borrowed. At an identity with the ability to sway any woman's sanity. The talent to lie like a rug and charm their knickers off at the same time.
Be my guest.
She giggles, which is not an entirely appropriate sound, but sanity and consistency are in decreasing supply this close to the Gesh field generator, which, unless I am very much mistaken, is one deck up and 5 meters over from where we're standing. I reach up with one hand and flip the front panel down to look at the blinking lights and status readouts on the front of the box. Eileen's still looking at me, glassily. I run my hand down the front panel, the palmed thumb drive between two fingers, and a moment later I twitch my finger over the reset button, then flip the lid closed. The screen freezes for a moment, then an error message dialogue box flashes up. Eileen blinks and glances at the monitor, then her head whips round.
What did you just do?
I roll out my best blank look. Huh? I just closed the front panel. Is it a power glitch? I can't believe my luck. Now, if only Eileen didn't notice me stick the stubby little piece of plastic in the exposed USB keyboard socket. She leans forwards over the screen.
One of the servers just went offline.
She sniffs, then straightens up and waves the nearest beret over.
Get Neumann back here. His station's acting up.
She looks at me suspiciously, then glances at the workstation. Her gaze flickering across the lid of the blade server.
I thought they'd fixed the rollover bug, she mutters.
Do you still need me around? I ask.
No.
She knows something's not right, but she can't quite put her finger on it. The alarm bells are ringing in her head, but the Gesh has wrapped a muffling sock disguised as a software bug around the hammer.
I don't like coincidences, Mr. Howard. You'd better stick close to your quarters until further notice.
The goons escort me back to the padded cell luxuries of the yacht. I'm trying not to punch the air and shout, "Yes!" at the top of my voice. It's bad form to gloat. So I let them shut me in and look appropriately chastened until they go away again.